And now, a word about our sponsor, Divorceify. Divorceify is a national marketplace of divorce services where you can shop on your own or be directed by using their highly personalized divorce GPS.
After you complete your short intake, you instantly receive a personalized roadmap to an efficient divorce.
You can use the divorce GPS to find out which divorce process is best for you.
And to find out what type of professional help you need.
You will also receive a Start Your Divorce to-do list to get things going in the right direction.
Even if you're in the middle of your divorce, you can use divorce GPS to start moving in the right direction.
Divorceify's network includes pre-vetted professionals, and they can put you in touch with the ones that best suit your case and your wallet.
Best of all, Divorceify's Divorce GPS is free to everyone. So get your divorce on course and visit Divorceify.com today.
That's Divorceify.com.
And tell them Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast sent you.
Coming today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast.
One thing that probably sticks out to a lot of people is, how did she save someone $500,000?
Exactly.
She must have been working with a billionaire. And the honest truth, no, it was middle-class America. I mean, middle-class America.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is how you can be losing out on thousands of dollars in divorce and not even know it, with our special guest and certified divorce financial analyst, Jillian Jones. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. So today's guest, certified divorce financial analyst Jillian Jones, is going to give some critical insights into really one of the biggest issues in divorce, money. Jillian is the founder of Supportive Divorce Solutions, which is an independent consulting firm in New York. She's also a certified divorce financial analyst, which Rebecca mentioned, and we're going to talk about what that means and why you need to know what that is. And she has a special expertise in supporting her clients by ensuring that they have the critical information needed to make informed decisions about their divorce and about their future after divorce. And she helps clients to identify how to save money in divorce. In fact, she has helped people save over $500,000 in divorce, and she's sharing some of her secrets here with you today. So we're really happy to have her. Welcome, Jillian, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on today. I am so excited to be having a conversation with you that hopefully touches many people's lives out there that could use some empowerment, some education, so that they can make informed decisions about what's going on right now and what's going to be happening with their future. Or maybe, you know, tell a loved one that's going through a really hard time that, you know, we call divorce.
Yeah. And divorce is a hard time. And I appreciate you coming on as well. And I've worked with certified divorce financial analysts at different times in my career as a divorce attorney. They can be extremely, extremely helpful. One of the ones that I'm working with right now, actually on a case, she actually ran all sorts of projections on, you know, various child support amounts based on different alimonies or different settlements. And it was quite extensive, which was super, super cool. But I don't know that the general public really knows much about a certified divorce financial analyst. I think people have heard about certified financial analysts, but the word divorce may throw somebody off and they may think, what does that mean? So if you could just shed some light on what it means to be a certified divorce financial analyst and also, you know, the kinds of training that you had to go through and the sorts of things that you do.
Great question. And I completely agree. One of the things that is my biggest challenge is letting people know that we exist, that certified divorce financial analysts are out there. And then what are we and why the heck would you want one? Thankfully, some professionals such as yourself know who we are and, you know, partner with us so we can all use our expertise together for the client. So to answer your question, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst is an accreditation that you have to earn through the Institute for Divorce Financial Analyst. The IDFA is the acronym, and they are a governing body. And you do have to take several exams, pass them, of course, before your final exam, which is a case study, to show that you can really apply what you learned so that you're going to be helpful to people in the real world. One thing that I really like about our governing body is if you're new to the industry, you're not even going to be allowed to study and take the test. And I do mean brand new. The majority of us CDFAs are by trade financial advisors or financial planners. A couple are attorneys or accountants. They can become a CDFA as well, but vast majority financial people. And you need at least 3 years experience before they'll even let you consider becoming a CDFA. And we also have to do continuing education, very similar to attorneys and other professionals. We need 15 continuing education credits every 2 years, specific to divorce. And that makes it so, I guess, you know, from the public, reassuring that for us to keep that accreditation, we have to keep learning, whether we want to or not. I love learning, so I always have more than 15. And we're up to date on everything because so much changes. In the divorce world, tax code, you know, there was the huge changes that I believe you spoke about in prior interviews with people about the big changes for 2018. So we're there to make sure that we're on top of all those for people.
I personally love working with CDFAs in my cases. I have to say, though, that earlier on in my career, you know, back, I started 30 years ago, but earlier on in my career, I was one of the people who did not know what a CDFA was. And it was, you know, as I started to do more mediation that I found CDFAs just started meeting more people with that designation. And the minute you do and you work through a divorce where you have that assistance, it can change the entire flavor. But the thing that I find that's always interesting is when I talk to clients about hiring a CDFA, about bringing a CDFA in, they often are like, well, why do I need one? Why, you're my attorney, I'm paying you money, or you're my mediator, we're paying you money. Why do we need a separate professional? And I know all the reasons why. You know, the last thing that I want to do is whip out my calculator and try and figure out some of these things. And, you know, it's true that divorce attorneys, mediators can do some simple financial calculations. But, you know, what would you say to, you know, why do people need a CDFA?
So I would say the reason why someone needs a CDFA, you know, it depends. Are you going through a traditional litigation where you have an attorney? Are you going through a mediation where you have a mediator who is an attorney but is staying neutral as a mediator? You know, even if they understand the financials and are pretty decent at them for a mediator, such, you know, as yourself, of course, with all your experience, they cannot sit there and financially advocate for you. So mediators, attorneys, they do not have their securities licenses, for example, to give advice about investments, about the stock market, to show projections for if you take this projected negotiation property settlement, this is what your life looks like in 5 years or 10 years. Another thing is a really big mistake that I see with the majority of my clients, whether they're a stay-at-home mom or they're an accountant or a pediatrician or an engineer, it doesn't matter. The statement of net worth, or that's what we call it in New York State, called the financial affidavit. I help people go through that usually. And what I find is with their expenses, for example, they're trying to budget themselves, which it's not a budget exercise. You're supposed to be putting down what your expenses are right now, and that sets you up for failure if you're trying to budget. Or they're forgetting expenses. And then when we get to assets and debts, they could be valuing them incorrectly. Maybe their spouse is valuing them incorrectly. maybe their spouse is, you know, hiding assets. That happens, especially with cash businesses. Those are things that a CDFA has a very, very trained eye to see and to coach somebody through, and to also alert the other professionals that are involved of what's going on and why that's really important. A lot of times people think like, oh, this, you know, if we're off by a little bit, what's the big deal? We're off by a little bit, what's the big deal? Well, you take a few things that are off by a little bit, and then all of a sudden you have this snowball and you are not headed in the right direction. So that's why I think it's really important to work with a certified divorce financial analyst. One of the many reasons why.
Right.
Okay. So I want to hear some war stories. Like what are, can you tell like one, some of the most extreme cases that you've seen?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So one thing that probably sticks out to a lot of people is how did she save someone $500,000?
Exactly.
Yeah. She must have been working with a billionaire. And the honest truth, no, it was middle-class America. I mean, middle-class America. One thing that, so in that particular case, what had happened is they were going to a mediator, and in New York State, mediators aren't regulated. There's some fabulous, fabulous mediators in Rochester and throughout New York State. And then there's some that are quite new and don't have that much educational background or training. So anyways, the case in point was...
Which is the same wherever you go.
It's same wherever you go. Exactly. Same wherever you go. So case in point, they were going to a mediator, and the what came to be of the $500,000 is the soon-to-be ex-husband had a pension. And this is where I find a lot of mistakes happening and a lot of money lost. So a lot of money, you know, you're just leaving on the table. And they, you know, just took the husband's word for it, what the pension was valued at. Now, first of all, the husband can't do a pension valuation. An actuary needs to do that, or a CDFA has to do it. It's very complex and takes certain types of systems to do for the most part, usually. And it was a really, really, really great pension. They'd been married a very long time. It had other benefits to it that a CDFA is going to check on. One of them is a cost of living adjustment, meaning you get more and more and more as time goes on throughout retirement. So what had happened is, you know, they didn't think the pension was worth hardly anything. That's what the wife, my client, had in their mind, and just take the husband's word along with some other things as well. And once I started just obtaining some more information, I really encouraged her that we needed to find out more information. And once we did, it was quite obvious that it was a one-sided negotiation going on.
And I want to just clarify something you just said when you said leaving money on the table, because I just want to make sure that our listeners know what that means. What it really means is money that they could potentially be entitled to based on how the law would shake out, but they're walking away from.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, and you know, I have to tell you, when I read the in your bio information about the $500,000 that you saved someone, I suspected it was a pension, because that is an area where very large mistakes can be made. The statements can be misleading. People pull numbers off of them thinking they're the value, and like you were just talking about, they have nothing to do with the value. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's one area where very often a CDFA can be really helpful to help the parties just to even understand. I mean, I think it's good for people who are listening to understand. You're not talking about fighting over things. You're talking about giving them the basic information over what they're dividing or what they're potentially splitting up, so that when they decide how to split it, they're doing it based on real numbers, not these numbers that they, I mean, the husband may not have intended to give a bad number there. I've seen people just pull a number off of a pension statement because they can be misleading. So having those numbers checked is a really, especially when there's a pension involved, is almost, you know, imperative that you do that.
So I can hear like our listeners right now wondering, so what's the difference between a CDFA and a forensic accountant? Because as I'm listening to Susan talk, I'm hearing, you know, it is a lot of the same things that a forensic accountant might do. So can you tell our listeners how that's differentiated?
Sure, absolutely. So a forensic accountant is really, really good at looking at the present and the past. That's where their expertise is. And the type of work that they do is going to be more detailed than the type of work I myself and the majority of CDFAs are going to get into. So I will absolutely look back at bank statements, at credit card statements. But if it's getting as involved with a business in business valuation that has to go back, you know, 5 years, and there's hidden monies and offshore accounts, that's something where I'm going to, you know, refer to a forensic accountant on looking back at all that past documentation. That's getting a little too much into the past for me. Whereas a CDFA, we're able to do a lot of the basics that a forensic accountant can do. However, we're going to be really, really, really focused as well on what the future is going to be. So that's where we're doing a lot of projections and different what-if scenarios based on child or alimony, how the property settlement could look. And we're able to show for our clients, you know, you go with, there's A, B, and C. You know, these are three different ways, for example, that the negotiations are looking like they could go. And you're able to see after 5 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, this is how you look and this is how your spouse looks or soon-to-be ex-spouse does.
Yeah, I think that's actually a very important point for our listeners to understand, is that a CDFA's role in the, what I'll call the negotiation process, or the point in time where you're dividing up that marital estate, can be critical because they can do these projections to try and help the parties to understand not just what it will look like today if you divide things this way, but what it will look like in the future. And, you know, one of the things that, and they can run various different scenarios so that people can see that. I think one of the things that my clients have found most helpful in mediations is that CDFAs can come in as a neutral professional. So many people think you're hiring your own, you know, lawyer, you hire your own financial person, you hire your own separate team. But I have a number of CDFAs that will come in and help the parties to sort of flesh out scenarios that from a neutral perspective. Do you do that work as well?
When I originally started Supportive Divorce Solutions, I did do that type of work. We refer to it as a neutral and working for both parties. I did about a handful of cases, and they were all through mediation. You know, there's also the collaborative law, litigation, of course, you wouldn't be a neutral most likely. And then on the other spectrum, there's more of advocacy, where I'm just working for one client. So for myself personally, I found it very hard to not advocate. Of course, you know, I didn't, and I stayed within my neutral territory. But for my practice, I much more enjoy just working with one of the clients. However, many, many, many CDFAs are neutrals and are able to work for both parties. And I think that it's absolutely better to have a CDFA than not have one at all. They're able to do great, great, great work, explain what's going on. So someone comes into a mediation type arrangement that you've had many times before. And if someone needs to be caught up on, you know, what a 401k is or what's happening, they can have, you know, a meeting with that person and get them up to speed. So everyone understands what language is going on in the mediation room. And also, you know, the two spouses going back and forth and they're talking about the tax impact, the CDFA can, you know, let them know what the actual tax impact would be, especially with what their new incomes are going to be like after divorce.
We're going to take a quick break right now to tell you about our newest sponsor, the co-parenting app Fair. If that sounds familiar, we interviewed Michael Daniels, the creator of FAIR, on episode 123, The Insider Secret to Seamless Co-Parenting. And Rebecca and I are very strong supporters of FAIR because we think it supplies you with the best tools to improve communication with your co-parent. They have a time-sharing calendar, documentable text messaging, and an expense tracker to keep track of those shared expenses.
There's a GPS check-in that's court verifiable, a monthly parenting report to download with all your details, private journal to take notes, a file vault to keep your records, photos, and documents, and it's all downloadable in a convenient time and date stamp PDF when you need documentation for legal matters. And there's even a Spanish version as well. FAIR allows you to experience co-parenting a totally new way, simply, inexpensively, transparently, and fairly. Lose the he said, she said, and be the best parent you can be. Be FAIR. Subscribe at BeFair, BeFayr.com, and then download FAYR from the App Store or Google Play. Just go to FAIR.com for more details.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on how you can be losing out on thousands of dollars in divorce and not even know it, with certified divorce financial analyst Jillian Jones.
For our listeners, understanding as they build out their divorce team and as they put together their support, a CDFA is someone to reach out to in the very beginning.
Oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those words are just beautiful. Yes. The earlier you can get a CDFA, the better.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including F It, Get a Divorce, The Guide for Optimists, with best-selling author Steve Kane.
The good news, and this is the good news, this is the optimistic view, which is that your life's not over. None of our lives are over, literally, until they pull the sheet over our faces. And to sentence ourselves to what will be a very, very long prison sentence in unhappiness is not only silly, it's completely unnecessary.
And now we return to today's show.
This all sounds really great. What are some of the things? I mean, I've seen clients that are, you know, paralyzed with fear. And I mean, I just met with a woman not that long ago, and before she would even move forward with the divorce, you know, her husband's worth, I don't know, around $30 million, or they are together worth around $30 million. It's been a long-term marriage, but she is just paralyzed with fear. So, you know, what are some of the things that you see that just hold people back? I mean, other than fear, obviously, but, you know, I actually sent her to a CDFA just to get started before she even starts with me, because I knew that if she met with someone that she would feel better about moving forward.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's one of the really big values that I bring to clients is it is a very, very, very scary time. And a big part of that is because if you like seeing it from their perspective, if you don't take any steps moving forward, you're not getting closer to the unknown, because the unknown, in my opinion, is what's really, really scary. You don't know how things are going up. So you kind of just stay in between, not going, you know, either way, because once you start moving, you're going to have to find out some answers and make some decisions. So if you just don't do that at all, everything's going to be fine, which of course, in reality, you eventually have to start moving forward. So that paralyzed fear that many people can have, you know, there's many different reasons for that fear. But certainly one of them is financially, am I going to be okay? Or I don't think I'm going to be okay. So that's where everything is already super emotional. Add on top of it, it's the biggest financial transaction of your life, and you know things aren't going to be the same. That's where the CDFA is able to step in with their expertise and start educating you. And you know, you're not going to like answers sometimes because your life's going to have to change a little bit, but you get to decide what part of it, you know, after your necessary expenses are covered. And we're able to teach you and hold your hand through the process. You don't need to know everything about a 401k. It's okay that you've never done a budget before. We're going to teach you all of that. And we're going to be there during the divorce. And many of us are there after the divorce because there's usually a few things left to do still, even after the papers are signed.
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's a great point is, you know, when do you get your CDFA involved? And like Rebecca was just saying, she sent someone to consult with a CDFA even before the divorce. Well, she's still in that, do I want to get a divorce process? And you mentioned earlier the helping the client to review the other person's financial affidavit and maybe perhaps helping them to fill out their own so that it's not aspirationally, you know, numbers that are trying to budget, as you said, and instead they're actually putting real numbers down. So it's something that I think that for our listeners, understanding as they build out their divorce team and as they put together their support, a CDFA is someone to reach out to in the very beginning.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those words are just beautiful. Yes. The earlier you can get a CDFA, the better. Now, for anyone listening that says, oh my gosh, this all sounds great, but sugar, I signed my papers yesterday. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't get in touch with a CDFA. However, the earlier we start working with you, the better the outcome's going to be. So when you're building your divorce team, you have your attorney, you have, you know, a mediator possibly. And if you do have a mediator, please make sure they're an attorney as well, such as both of you. It's really important. You have your CDFA, and we can, you know, from the very beginning, start making sense of everything. And again, you know, I've had where, you know, because there's stereotypes, right? I've had where women that are, you know, white collar professionals, they almost feel ashamed to come and get help because they're supposed to know it all. You know, they're the breadwinner and they're supposed to know all of these things. Well, no, you're not. You're not a CDFA. You know, you're a pediatrician. You know, I'm certainly not going to go give medicine to a child. So from the very beginning, let's get an understanding of what you need to use right now, proper ways to fill out all of the documents that you're swearing under oath. And how, you know, myself as a CDFA and your other professionals can work together to serve you. And it's going to be a lot better investment and a lot better outcome. I can tell you that for sure.
Okay. So for those people who are sitting here listening going, well, but I don't have access to a CDFA or I don't want to hire a CDFA or whatever, can we give them some news they can use? What tips can you give them? Like, what are some things normal people can just do today?
So normal people, what they can just do when you are filling out your financial affidavit or statement of net worth, as it's called here, you know, really take your time doing it. It's very, very, very serious. It's the backbone of divorce documents. So take into consideration when you're doing your expenses, you're not trying to create a budget for yourself. Do that as an exercise later on. Write down the real cost. And if you're not sure about something, do some research on it yourself. What's the real cost of internet going to be at your new home? What's the real cost of groceries and going out to eat? You know, don't say, oh, it's only $300 a month for our when it's really $600. You know, write down what the real number is and make sure that you're considering all of those expenses that come up every few years or just once a year. So that might be, you know, holiday presents. You know, that can even be forgotten or snow removal. There's so many hidden expenses. So do a really, really good job of that. And then, you know, also make sure that you're really listening to directions as best as possible, you know, from your attorney or your mediator. And if you're not sure about something and you think it's really important and your gut and your heart saying, this is really important and I still don't understand, ask that question. If it's really important to you and you've asked it three and you feel stupid or silly, it's not stupid or silly. You're going through one of the hardest times of your life. your professional is there to help you. They will answer it as many times as you need them to answer it. Another bit of advice that I would give is I'm a really big advocate of mental health. So going and getting a therapist or a counselor for yourself, for your kids, that doesn't mean that you're not strong. You know, some people think like, oh, I just have to be strong and just keep going. Getting some emotional support from a licensed professional will make you able to make better legal decisions, better financial decisions. It makes you a better mom. It makes you a better sister. So, it's okay for part of your divorce team to a mental health counselor or therapist on it as well, because that's really going to help you in the long run. And they can also help when you want to vent about things, because I do get very, very close to my clients. You know, I know about their past. I know what's going on now. It's not all about numbers. I get to know them. And sometimes they want to vent. And it gets to a certain point where, do you want to be paying me my hourly rate to tell me about how you're upset that your, you know, husband didn't pick the kids up on time? Or calling your attorney and wanting to just vent about things. Don't do that with your CDFA and your attorney and your mediator. Do that with your mental health professional. That's their specialty, and their rates are lower than ours. So
we actually did that. We did that episode. We called it "I Just Want a Vent," and we said the same thing. Don't call us. Call your mental health professional.
It's not that we don't care. It's not that we don't care. We do. It costs a lot more money, and we're not the experts.
Well, and I used to say that to my client. I had one client who always called me and she'd say, Susan, I know, you know, that you can't help because you're my lawyer, not my mental health professionals, but I just want to vent. And I would say, go ahead, because I did care. But we got to know each other pretty well. And she's a lovely person. But, you know, the thing that I'm thinking, though, those are great tips. I agree with everything that you just said. And one of the things I would like people to know, if they decide to go the other way, say they do want to find a CDFA, because it's not, as we've pointed out at the beginning of this episode, it's not a designation that everybody seems to know. How do people find you? How do you suggest that people find a good CDFA to help them?
Well, there's a really, really, really easy way to find us. So here's the super easy way. You go to the FA website. So again, that's Institute for Divorce Financial Analyst. And on there, there's going to be, first of all, free resources for you, for the public. And it's also going to have a search capability where you put in your town or your zip code and how many miles you want to go out. And it's going to list all of us. So for example, the zip code I'm in, someone throws it in, 20 mile radius. I think there's like 8 of us that pop up. And you can click on the name right there, read a bio about us, go to our websites, and start calling around, because, you know, it is divorce and finances. It's kind of pretty intimate conversations that we're having. You want to make sure that it's a good fit. So one of the things that I do is I do a 20-minute complimentary consultation just to make sure that they're on the same page as me with what they're looking for and if I am going to be a good fit, and it furthers further conversation. Some of us, you know, do 15, 30 cases a year. Some CDFAs are still there and they do one a year. You know, so you want to consider that as well.
I always say I always tell people to interview more than one divorce attorney, more than one mediator. This is the same thing. If you're going to build out people that are giving you life advice that's going to affect you, you should go and visit or have interviews or have consultations with more than one. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah. You definitely want to have a rapport. It's such a personal area. It's such a personal thing that you're going through with divorce. I mean, it's your money and your children and all of that. So you definitely want to have somebody that you feel like you can talk to and have a rapport with, for sure. So where can people find out more about you?
So how people can find out more about me, I do have a website. It's pretty easy to remember. SupportiveDivorceSolutions.com. Also,
and for those of you who are watching here on YouTube, you have the lovely thing right behind you that reminds them.
Oh, yeah. my sign that I add that I have an event, so doing one pretty soon. So yeah, supportivedivorcesolutions.com. And I've just really started doing educational videos and articles as well. So some of that is on my Facebook page, my LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. Again, Supportive Divorce Solutions is how you can find me and all of those links. I find it so important that because this is not a well-known profession and there's so much that we can do to help people, it's my mission to get education out there. And the other thing is, you know, not everyone is able to hire a CDFA, but everyone is able to watch an internet video or go on Facebook or listen to this wonderful podcast that both of you are putting so much time and energy to. So it doesn't matter what their economic status is. I know they're at least getting some information, and I'm going to continue to do that.
That's a great point. Thank you. You know, because the information and educating yourself as you go into this process and through it is such an important part of it. So thank you so much for, you know, really giving our listeners an understanding of what a CDFA does. It's a broad topic, but there's a lot that I think they can learn, and they can reach out to you for more information.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.